The bill, sponsored by Republican Senator Sheila Harsdorf of River Falls, would vastly increase the number of DNA profiles in the state crime lab's data bank. Current state law only requires those who are convicted of a felony to submit a DNA sample. Harsdorf says by taking samples at the time of arrest, police will have a larger database to draw on when trying to find a perpetrator, and that might prevent them from arresting the wrong person.
DNA, if it's available, can prove that he's innocent. What about the person that real examples exist that have served decades in prison? There is a cost, yes, but there's also a cost to people who have been wrongly convicted and to the victims, and as well as the savings in investigative time.
But that promise of savings isn't enough to convince Dane County Sheriff Dave Mahoney, who heads the Badger State Sheriff's Association. He says the bill includes no money to cover the extra cost of taking a DNA sample at the time of arrest. He estimates it will add 20 minutes to each felony booking process, resulting in a $1.6 million cost to law enforcement agencies statewide.
This bill in its current form falls short of meeting the fiscal needs of our communities, some who are currently forcing layoffs of police officers and deputy sheriffs. It simply makes no sense to add additional unfunded mandates or cost shifting onto the backs of our county sheriffs.
Mahoney also says he and many other sheriffs aren't comfortable with taking DNA samples from people who are presumed innocent at the time of arrest. The bill would allow people to have their DNA samples destroyed if they're found innocent. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.